Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheffield bunts in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Guillen. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. One out. Eddie Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Williams for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Meyer reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique hits a line drive to right center field. The ball gets by Yount. Deer fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deer. Gallagher scores. Calderon goes all the way around to score. Manrique moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Manrique scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carcoviche moves to second. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Felder bunts towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards the mound. Higuera can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Felder is 0-for-1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams bunts towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer strikes out. Carcoviche drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Deer out. Two outs. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Meyer, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Felder is 0 for 2 in the game. Felder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knudsen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheffield moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 3 in the game. Deere hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs strikes out. Karkoviche drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Braggs out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.